I'm speaking with Rob Beale from Morris Owen. Rob, it's just over a week ago now, or probably 2 weeks, that the Autumn Statement was announced by Jeremy Hunt. First off, let's just explain what the Autumn Statement was, because, you know, in our sort of working lifetime, there didn't used to be an Autumn Statement, did they? There just used to be a budget in March, but now an Autumn Statement has been brought in, and that's, what is that, a mini budget, or is it very similar? Just explain what that is.
Historically, what we used to have was two events, if you like, of the government talking about the country's finances. The Autumn Statement was almost a commentary on how things were going and, you know, levels of growth, forecast levels of growth, etc. And then you would have the budget, which was setting tax, etc., for the next fiscal year or looking for a number of years ahead. And over time, what actually has now transpired is we almost have two budgets. We have a mini budget in the autumn linked to the Autumn Statement in terms of the fiscal ins and outs of the economy. And then we have the formal budget in March. But I guess a lot of the announcements have already been made with regards to that.
You just made me think of something that, of course, I've listened to quite, before we talk about the detail of the budget, or the Autumn Statement rather, it was quite interesting to hear some sort of commentators say that nowadays information is given, leaked, let's call it, probably not leaked because it's official, to say it's likely this is going to happen, to see if there's a reaction before they decide if they do it. I mean, that's astonishing, isn't it? That's absolutely astonishing. And of course, the counter side of that was, because, you know, markets are affected, that it's almost insider trading potentially.
It's been a long-term policy of governments of testing the water and seeing what the reaction is to policy. I mean, we had all of the hints about the fact that, for example, the inheritance tax was going to be abolished. Well, they didn't mention inheritance tax at all. And part of me wonders whether it was get it out there and see what the press says, see what the general reaction to it is, and maybe we'll see in March whether they do anything about it or not.
Yeah, 100%, definitely. So let's talk about what was in the Autumn Statement. Talk us through the highlights, please, or lowlights, whichever way you look at them.
So I think that the highlights were really a case of a bit of a giveaway with regards to national insurance, both for self-employed individuals and employees. Importantly, no change to national insurance for employers. So if you like, the benefit is really at the individual as opposed to the business sector. Is the cynic in me says, well, who votes? Is it the general public or is it businesses?
Yeah.
We then had some other tax measures in terms of confirming that things that the government put in place previously were going to continue for a longer period of time. Also, the freezing of allowances and thresholds was sort of continued to be justified. And I think that's why the government's been able to give away, or ostensibly give away a little bit, is because they've had inflation and wage inflation going up at the same time as they've been freezing the thresholds. And as a result of that, you get an increased tax take or national insurance take, which then allows them to look like they're giving us something back. Whereas in reality, you know, the tax take is bigger than it's been since the Second World War.
Yeah. And it's needed, we know, because, you know, COVID and the aging population. So I don't think anybody who looks at this from an objective viewpoint doesn't think that there needs to be more public money spent. And if the economy is not growing, then it's got to be funded in some way, hasn't it? That's the kind of economic factors that are obvious. If not, we've got a major problem. So, you know, is it really a surprise that we're paying more tax? Probably not. Why is there so much conjecture around it? You know, why don't we just front it out and say, look, everyone, you know, we've got these issues. The whole premise of Great Britain is that we look after people. You know, we've got a very good health service, et cetera, et cetera. It's got to be funded and there's going to be some pain and we all have to bear it. I know that's not going to win votes, but it's almost blindingly obvious to me. I don't know what you think, Rob.
I think that's what's the interesting thing. And I'm a political. I don't particularly have any bias to any particular party or anything. But a good number of people have said to me when they heard about the national insurance reduction was, well, you've got an NHS that needs more money. You've got an education system that needs more money. You know, perhaps he should have stood up and said, we could do this, but we're not going to. And that money is going to go directly into frontline services. And it never ceases to surprise me when I talk to people that already pay a reasonable, if not a lot, amount of tax. There tends to be this view that says, if they said to me I had to pay this much more, and specifically it was going to go to the NHS, or specifically it was going to go to education, I wouldn't mind.
Mm.
You know, don't get me wrong. There are people in the economy who need every penny that they can get, and it's quite right, in my view, that they're looked after. But I think sometimes there's a question of, is this being done to get votes, or is it being done to actually provide the services that the country needs?
Absolutely. So what's your view, Rob? Are we going to be better off following the autumn statement, or worse off, or neutral?
I think we are better off from the specific things that they announced. But when you look at what's previously been done, and the freezing of thresholds and allowances with wage inflation having increased, we're probably fairly neutral, if not slightly still worse off.
Rob Beale from Morris Owen, thank you very much for your thoughts.
Thanks.